The Gottliebs are piling on today. Dan Gottlieb.
You're allowed.
Who's that? Brother John.
That is my cousin. I would like to refer to him as Dr. Gottlieb instead of Mr. Gottlieb. But that's okay. I don't think he cares. So,
Dan, I need to.
Dan Gottlieb, 407 North Nassau. I understand there might be some confidentiality issues associated with what's going on, and I respect that. However, the media has reported, and correct me if I'm wrong, perhaps Mayor Becker has been quoted as saying that we will be getting a drainage system from the Army Corps of Engineers that should have been in the project from the get-go. I don't think it should be a point of leverage or contention. It should have been in there anyway. And that one of the give-ups is that we will hold them harmless, sign some type of release to hold them harmless for some period of time. I don't know if that's until the end of time or for a week or a month or a year or 5 years or whatever. But what I'd like to do today, what I'd like to accomplish here, assuming we're inside the lines of the confidentiality discussions that are taking place between our legal team and the federal government and the NJDEP, what I'd like to get clarification on is, are we holding them harmless? If so, for how long? And I just want to make a commentary on that, and that is this. I have a sneaking suspicion, and I hate to be right, and unfortunately we've been right on a number of issues, and I hope I'm not right on this one either. I have a sneaking suspicion that they feel, what do we refer to them as, Mayor? The other side?
Yeah.
The other side? Yes. I have a sneaking suspicion that the other side has some grave concerns about the project. And I don't know what they are, but if they're asking us to sign off to hold them harmless for some extended period of time, that disturbs me, that bothers me, that concerns me. And I would just like to know within the borders of that confidentiality what can be said under the assumption that we've already seen media reports on this issue. Thank you very much.
Through the chair, Mayor.
Go ahead, John, then I want to say something
else. May I? Thank you. Dan, I can assure you and all the residents in the city of Margate, no such issue has ever came to the table where the three of us were involved with negotiations with the DEP and the Army Corps of Engineers. The one thing I will say, and I will assure the residents that are here and had asked Dr. Gottlieb and Mr. Campbell, the project will be completed. It will be completed. We fought it in court. You know, everybody here lived through it. And we're all on the same table. We didn't want dunes. But at great fault, the Army Corps' design did not work. We all witnessed it. I called it a gift from God the night we got that 4.7 inches of rain and their percolation basin system, which none of us were happy with. Nobody wanted to take a natural resource and create a retainage basin on the beach and have to look at it forevermore. They failed. Their design failed. They went back to the table. They've spoken with our engineer several times. They realized that they screwed the job up. We have been in negotiations with them over the past month, Mike, talking about what the best solutions are to solve drainage problems that existed in the city of Margate for almost 40, 45, 50 years, as our public works director can attest, because he's been there that long. Thank you, Frank, for your service.
Thank you, Frank. Good job.
And the system dovetails off of a 1991 or 98 system that our city engineer designed. At that point was a $9 million drainage system, because we always had drainage issues in certain areas of the city. So with all that said, they came up with a plan to present to the city of Margate. Nothing's been finalized. Nothing's been signed off on. We're not going to agree to a hold harmless contract. We will have to accept whatever they put on the beach for our maintenance, operations and maintenance, because as you know, when you live on the sand or near the sand, it gets in everywhere. So there's a cost associated with it after its installation. But that's a little bit better than to have unscheduled overtime and a demand to cut a trench to get the water off our street ends, where now we'll be able to schedule, have the maintenance done in the off season. There won't be a pipe exposed on the beach. It's a total underground system. It's under the sand. Nothing will be seen until you go to the mid-tide mark, and then you'll have outfalls. And it's dictated by the grades that our city's built on. We can't change our street ends. We don't have the money. We didn't have the money to make the repairs on the streets that flood all the time. We were looking in the future to put capital reserves aside to make the repairs. Mari, Mike, and I have had many conversations, and what we're trying to do in this whole program is get the best scenario for the city of Margate. And nobody wants outfalls. Nobody wanted the dunes. There are some things that are inevitable that are go hand in hand. We're still trying to negotiate positions of outfalls, where they fall out in, but I hope I answered your question. There's no hold harmless. We're going to have to accept the operations and maintenance.
Hold harmless has never once been on the table, Dan. I said that before, and as I said before to the group, we're getting stronger, and as John said, we're in a much better position now than we were 6 months ago, and we'll see. They have to be out of here by May of 2018, and that includes any additional work that they're going to do. And you know, they have major concerns with what's going on here.
So if I understand what I just heard, I'll try to simplify it. They want to give us this drainage system, which should have been part of the plan logically from the get-go. They created a problem. Now they want to give it to us, and they are not asking for anything in return, as far as we know right now. They're not asking you to sign a project agreement, to agree to the agreement, and they're not asking you to not be able to go after them legally if things continue to be bad. And the only reason I'm asking these questions is because I have a feeling, and it's not scientific and it's not legal because I have a background in neither, but I just have a funny feeling that beyond the drainage, and I don't know what it is, but I have a funny feeling that they're worried, they're scared, they feel there's major design flaws. We know what they are. John just pointed out the biggest one. But I just have a feeling they know this project is in bad shape, and they want to get out of here and not have to come back to court.
Well, I would have to agree with you, and for the public in general, do you think they'd be sitting down with us now if they felt they were in a strong position?
No, but I just don't think, and it sounds like you're all united on the fact that you feel that we're in a strong position, and I think we should maintain that strong position, and that's the reason why I came here today, was to make sure that we don't give away our right to come back at these people if this thing gets messed up any more than it already is.
Well said.
Thank you.
Mike, if I may. Dan?
Yes.
It is a matter of, and so I just want to answer, because I don't know that we did, the second point that you just made. And it is something that we're going to discuss today. It seems to me that they are asking for us to execute the state aid agreement, and in that they have included language to the effect that we're getting these outfall pipes. So That, for me, that is a matter, will be a matter of contention that I plan to discuss with our team. So I'm not real sure, because I, too, am not a lawyer. It is something that we have to further discuss amongst the commissioners and our attorney.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. I saw that language in a release that they put out, that they're going to do us this great service by giving us these outfall pipes, which I know we need drainage. I knew we need drainage from the get-go. I saw the language about them wanting us to sign the project agreement in exchange, and that, you know, I know there's some other people in the room too that might want to comment on that, but I have some concerns.
Go ahead.
There is a state agreement that they have presented to us. It's a modified state agreement. I think before we get done, everybody in Margate will be happy with it. I'd prefer not to, but let's see what happens as we go forward. It's not the standard agreement.
And may I, through the chair? Go ahead, Rich.
Rich.
He's been waiting.
I think Dan asked one question that I'm Rich Dean, the administrator.
Talking to the...
Yeah, let's get you on the record there, Rich.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dan asked part of his multifaceted questions, as I heard them, was he was concerned that we couldn't get back at them, which was the part that when he said that we were going to release them or whatever the word.
Hold them harmless or release them.
Hold them harmless. I wanted Scott, perhaps, as opposed to me, to just talk about the consent agreement that we've signed, because it's my understanding, and I would like Scott to address this, but we have every right in that consent agreement to go back at any time we want to Judge Baum and the federal government, as well as the state and Judge Mendez, if in fact it doesn't proceed the way Margate wants it to proceed. So I feel, and I want Scott to tell you, but I feel that we're protected in that.
Absolutely, Scott.
Yeah, I'd be happy to amplify that point. Is this on?
You're on.
Yeah, we can hear you.
First off, the Superior Court has maintained this case. We are still reporting back to Judge Mendez. And thank God, his decision is why I believe they are negotiating with us. Mm-hmm. And they are going to spend, I can't go into the figures, but obviously millions of dollars on Margate's drainage at the beach. And I don't think it would have happened without our Superior Court judge issuing that injunction that we got. As far as the federal court, yes, we have a consent order there to negotiate with the Army Corps. As you know, the federal court, you were there, that judge was pretty much pro-Army Corps. Understand that both of these entities have immunities to large extent. So when you say hold harmless, I don't think you're talking about trying to sue them for monetary damages. I think what might have gotten twisted around a little bit is once this drainage system is built, it becomes Margate's project, Margate's responsibility. So in other words, 2 years from now or 10 years from now, we can't call up the Army Corps and say, hey, come on down and fix one of your broken pipes. I mean, that's something we're negotiating, though. But I think that's what you're referencing by the hold harmless. Am I wrong? But it's not monetary damages. We're not going to get those.
No, it goes beyond that, I guess, Scott. And certainly, I'm not the expert, but my concern is that if there is something else beyond drainage, and don't ask me what it is.
Dan, we always have that option to go back to court. I think that, again, the Superior Court of New Jersey has been phenomenal as far as I'm concerned. You know, no one that I'm aware of along the Jersey coast has been as successful in litigating these things as Margate has. If you go up and you down this coast and you look at the other towns' losses, they weren't going to drainage system. They weren't going to do it. It's millions of dollars more. And now I believe it's. I don't think we're going to spend any money on it, but that's where we're going. And, yeah, we're meeting again with them tomorrow. We meet with them and talk to them constantly. We're well aware that there are still issues. Believe me, my wife makes sure I know, because she's very upset about this as well,
right,
as I am, as we all are. So I think we're making progress.
Is Judge Baum, is she still interested in her order to have things pumped out quickly?
Well,
to have fencing
yes.
put up quickly, and
yes.
is the Army complying
I
with her request?
Yeah, well, they do have pumps there. I don't know it's as quickly as we'd like it to be.
Yeah.
But they do have pumps. I saw them again this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we know they have pumps.
Right.
We know they're doing it. Again, and I think it was your cousin
yes.
made a good point. I think our best move here is to get them out of here as soon as possible. That's really our greatest move. Just let yeah. them finish and go.
Well, they seem to be hanging out and having
I
a good
think
time.
Just like Margie, yeah. like everybody else.
Well, yeah.
We can't get rid of them.
There's some reason.
Right.
Right.
Hey. Okay.
Dan,
okay. It's been a beautiful September. I wish we could have had some more.
Dan, we all do, Dan.
Thank you for the extra time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Dan, your 3 minutes are up.